Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, mit sech des Gsubis, Perik Zayin, Mishnah Ches. Hoyeba Mumen, turned out that we found Mumen, but Vo'oida Beveseveish, he's still in her father's house. He was Mekadisher, but it's before the Nesuyim. So the father Taina is, these Mumen happened after he was Mekadisher. He was Mekadisher, she didn't have any Mumen. So that's your problem, husband. You can't say now that you were fooled. How do we know when the Mumen started? It's like the Mishnah, Ha'av Tzarech Lo'avi Raya. It's the father that's going to have to bring a Raya that Shemin is Arsa. That only after the Erisin, after he was Mekadisher, it's then that Noldu Bal Mumen Halalu, that suddenly these Mumen developed. And as a result, V'nistachafa Sadeyu. His field flooded. That's a mashal. If I buy a field and afterwards it gets flooded, I can't run to the one who sold me the field. You fooled me. I didn't fool you. It was your mazel. This is what happened after you bought a good field. So in this particular case, the father wants the ksoba. He doesn't want to go ahead with an Nesuyin. You can't force him to go ahead with an Nesuyin. Fine, you give her a get, but the father says, no, I want the ksoba. He says, I don't have to, because I was fooled. She had mumen. Father says, not when you were Mekadisher, that happened later. So the father's going to have to prove that the mumen happened after he was Mekadisher. Now normally a person could say, I have a chazaka, that I'm healthy, and let's prove it otherwise. But here, being that the Mumen were found when she was Breshus Ha'av, she's still home in her father's Reshus. So it could have very easily happened before he was Mekadisher. Therefore, unless the father can prove it happened afterwards, he can't force the Chasen to pay the Ksub. But, Nichnes al Reshus Ha'baal, the first time we realize there are Mumen. It's after the Nesuyin, after the husband took her into his home, and now he claims that the Mumen were there from before, and therefore he does not have to pay the Ksuba. So here, Habal Tzarech Lahavi Raya, it's the husband who's going to have to bring proof. She'at Shaloi Nesar Sahayaba Mumen Elu. That these Mumen were there before the Kiddushin, and as a result, Vayamikachai Mekach Tois. And therefore, literally, what he purchased was a mistake, that he was fooled by the Kiddushin. Being that these Mumen were only found in his Rishus, we can say, look, they were found over here, and maybe they happened over here. If they happened over here, now the husband has to deal with it. He can't say he was fooled. For all we know, your field was flooded. In other words, you were Mekadisher, everything was fine, something happened afterwards. The Chachamim say, Bamed Var Mamurim. When do we say this, that the husband can tell I was fooled? Mumen shebeseiser. In regard to Mumen that were hidden, that you don't see. How could he have known? The Kala's family should have informed him about it. Avul b'mumen shebegalui. But if it's an open woman that anyone can see, eina yachal litain, he can't later taina, they tricked him, he didn't know. However, says the Mishnah, v'im yesh merchatz v'aysayir, if there's a bathhouse in that city, these were public bathhouses, af mumen shebeseiser. Even the hidden Mumen, any yachalit, and he can't tiny didn't know about it. Neshu baitka bikrei vaisav. Because he could have asked the women members in his family, his relatives, what's the story? They could have told him.